We have to start by doing better with ourselves. Don't you agree?
I don't have sympathy for people who do things like that. Whoa, don't get mad at me.
Three people.
Three opinions.
Three personalities.
We got issues.
Good morning, everybody. How's everybody doing today? You know, it's our new segment, We Got Issues, and in the booth is your girl, DJ Tay Papa.
So I'm Shannon.
DJ Yanni Yan.
So, I guess we can get started. You know, we something new we trying now is just to discuss some issues that's going on in everyday world. And so what we're going to be talking about today is social media. Social media. What's your thoughts and opinions on it, YB, Shannon?
I mean, it's cool. I'm like, I mean, like in social media, you gotta be smart about it. Just can't post anything. Mm-hmm. It'll come back up on you, and it's just, some people like their business out there. Like, some people like to show everybody what they're doing and all that stuff. So if you're that type of person who like to have your business out there, that's cool. But if you're private, you gotta be smart about it.
I feel the same as Shannon, cause like when you post something, like, it's there forever. Like, and if you know, when colleges go, like, get ready to accept you, they go back to everything.
Yeah.
It's like your life and everything is on social media. And so when they go do research on you, they can see what you done maybe 5 years ago. You don't know.
Yeah.
So you got to be smart and just.
What y'all mean by putting your business out there? Like, what you like, mean?
Like, pictures, you know.
Right. Pictures
of
what,
though?
Pictures
with, you know, with no alcohol and all that. Yeah. No popping bottles, you know what
I'm
saying?
Yeah, no more.
And then, yeah, and, like, showing your location. Like, what if somebody looking for you? And you just posted where you at?
I turned that location
off. Right. Yeah, I don't like that. I hate when, like, I'm even on, like, Instagram and they be like, they posted this from, and I be like,
how many hours ago it was.
Facebook, or how Facebook, and even if I'm inboxing somebody, it was, like, sent from, it was straight, say, Overland, Missouri. And I'll be like, okay.
That's what I'm saying.
I mean, it's good sometimes for when you need to lurk or whatever, and somebody tell you they was in the city, and your message say sent from Overland, Missouri, and then, you know, that's cool. You know, you might need that sometimes. You gotta check up on people. You know, mugs be lying, and ain't nobody got time for that. I think one of my problems with social media is I think social media just gives people, like, a chance to have attention.
Yeah.
Attention. And it's cool to have attention. Like, I mean, everybody likes a little attention, but I think people.
It just depends on what.
Yeah, like,
which
I
one
hate
going
when
for.
People
and it's like,
post stuff and they be like, I'm so tired, like, on some real stuff, I'm ready to like, die. Like, you couldn't be if you took the time to post this on the internet. I feel like people do that for attention. I feel like people want comments and people want other people to comment and be like, oh, don't say that and you're good. And
like, we're living in, like, a like world. We all want likes, favorites, retweets. That's all it is.
But social media has become a big part of life that I think we are too involved in sometimes.
But what's, like, going too far, like, or, like, what's, like, the standard on social media, like, on how much we should put out there? What should we put out there?
Yeah, I think it's more of what should we put out there. But then again, social media does not define who you are, but it gives people, it makes people assume. It gives people opinions, like, impressions of who you are. Like, if you posting pictures and just your underwear and your bra and stuff, that gives people.
Right. It's like assumptions.
Yeah.
Like assumptions in you.
Right.
And that could be like a straight A student. You never know.
Right, right.
Never know. But
working three jobs, you feel me? But because of what I post, people thinking that's all, that I'm only good for one thing type stuff. And that's why I'm real, like, iffy on what I post. Then another thing I hate about social media is I feel like people contradict themselves a lot on social media. I feel like people hate a lot, and I feel like social media gives people a chance to hate. I don't know. It's hard to explain. Like, you know what I'm saying?
I mean, social media, it could be the best thing on earth, but then again, it could be the worst thing on earth.
Yeah, it can. It can.
So, it all depends on how you use it.
I am talking when I'm ready to, when I feel as if there's something to comment on.
No, she did not just, okay, now, what was the come across the table on my view? I ain't going to do it. I'm just say something. Oh.
So does anybody here have social media accounts?
Yeah, of course.
Girl, yeah.
What is it?
Instagram.
Do you care to share?
Instagram, you know, Twitter.
Snapchat. I can't get with Instagram. No, no.
Why?
Why?
Because people on Instagram be lying.
About?
Everything. Like, you see them post a picture and on Instagram, see them in real life, it's the total opposite.
Catfish.
But that's, people do that on Facebook,
everything.
Twitter.
That's everywhere. Yeah. Snapchat.
Well, I don't think you can really do it on Snapchat.
You can.
But I got a Snapchat.
You know how you put pictures up of, like, something else?
But you be, like, taking it. Like, on your story, you can't, like, go back in your messages. Like, you can't go back in your gallery and get a picture and post.
Yes, you can.
Now, to put on your story, you can.
Yes, you can.
Yeah, you can.
On your story?
Yes, yeah. You can.
I need to learn how to do that, then.
I mean, but the only two, like, social medias I got is, like, Twitter and Snapchat. Is Snapchat counts a social media?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, well, yeah, I got that.
I love
then.
Snapchat, guys.
Me, too. I haven't been on there as much,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, I haven't either, but I do.
Been slacking on my pimping.
One thing I really like about Snapchat is the video communication, the pins is like,
why?
And it's kind of, because it's like, I'm showing, like, I don't know, I just like it. Like, you feel, I don't know, I just like it. Like, I like posting stuff on my story and people watching it and telling me who watched it. Like, I don't know. I just
don't like the whole story thing about Snapchat. Like,
why? I like
Snapchat is cool. Like, the story thing is good for y'all, but for me, I don't like it because I don't need to let everybody know what I'm doing right now.
I don't even think it's just that. Like, if you need to talk about something, you just be on Snapchat. Like, so look, y'all. Because I ain't did that before. I done told a whole story on,
like,
Snapchat.
Snap me y'all opinions.
Leslie, like that. Yesterday, Leslie is so rude, guys.
Okay, what she do?
Man, yesterday, so I'm using the bathroom, you know, getting ready for track practice. She puts me on Snapchat. And then, like, the caption was, toilet talks with Kiana. No, toilet talks with Yanni. You, when I say everybody Snapchatted me the picture of me just screaming on the toilet, like, get out. That was going on all night. All night.
Like a straight up picture you on?
No, it was a video.
Of you on
the toilet?
On the toilet.
And it shows you?
On the toilet.
Like, for real? Like, it was like a bullet storm.
And how, yes. did you feel about that?
Oh, wow.
Violated? What you mean?
And what did you do to ensure that it will never happen again?
Can't video. Say it on the air.
Okay, say no more. We'll talk about that later. And guys, y'all know, and I just want to, she could sue you for that. You could have sold her.
Sold her.
You could have sued her.
Made a new word.
You could have sued her.
Sued?
Sold
her.
You could have, when you going to talk about
like
that?
Like, this the olden days, you could have sold her
you to
the highest bidder.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my gosh.
Put you on, that was just,
Let's take a moment of silence for that.
Okay.
All right, we
back.
We back.
Rest in peace to
rest in peace to the post.
On me. So all y'all Snapchatters, I just want to say one thing. If your story is like over 400, if it's 429, I'm not reading.
I can't do that.
I can't.
I gotta push that button. That's all I got to do.
Why is your Snapchat that long?
No life, no life, no life.
You don't be talking or doing nothing. It's different if it's exciting. Like, I could see if you was, like, in California or something.
Right,
you
on
just
vacation.
Snapchat. Yeah,
all
then,
that.
Yeah, you got a reason. Yeah. But if you in a loop, just going. Just yeah, and just, like, why?
Not talking, like, about nothing.
Nothing.
That's not even a story. That's a whole trilogy.
Yes.
It's like, no.
And I used to have this friend who, instead of posting it to her story, she would just send it to everybody. Like, she was making them read it. Like, and I would, at first, I just let that stuff build up. And then I would just, like, do it all. She sent, like, 8 Snapchats in one day. Every day.
I couldn't do that.
And it was, I'm like, why don't you just post that on your story? Because if we want to read it, we're going to read it. Because she wouldn't be talking about nothing. And so then when she was like, I'm just like, finna make me a new one, add me. I didn't matter because I refused to give my Snapchat blown up. They was like, she posted on her story now. I'm glad she learned how to use that.
Yeah. But like, when I first got Snapchat, it was kind of confusing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but now it's cool now. I really don't get on it unless I really have to.
Or I mean, social media is just, it can do so much for you. You can admire people through social media. You can be inspiring to somebody.
Yeah.
You can get caught up on social media. You can just get flat out caught on social media.
Social media can be ratchet.
On me.
Because I be on Twitter just watching Twitter beef.
On me.
Like it's a movie. I just... Mm-hmm.
Wow. I honestly only get on Facebook to just look at videos.
Yeah, me too.
Right,
me too.
I haven't like used Facebook since like middle school.
I try and write statuses every now and then, but then like it's just like
I'm gonna probably delete it.
My entire family is on Facebook, so I kind of
But you know, like Facebook is starting to get like for people over that age of 30.
Yeah,
and 40.
It is. It's a way for them to communicate with each other and do like class reunions and stuff like that. Is what I peep.
Oh yeah, I can't. Girl, I can't wait for us to graduate, and then we come back in, like, 15, 20 years.
They'd be like,
15, 5. I want to do a class reunion, like, in 5 years later.
I thought it was, like, in 15.
I thought it was 20 years.
My sister. My mama, they do one every year. They do it every year at class reunion. Every year. When I went to the Bahamas, that was supposed to be a class reunion. But people, you know, ain't have.
The red. Bahama money.
That moolah, baby.
So, it was for real.
We can have a class reunion at the park.
And that's what they do. They go to that park, Fairground. That's right across from Beaumont. And that's where they had their little class reunion at. And they have all the little classes set up. 96, 98, 71, 72, 3, 4, 5. Hey.
It's pictured.
All people. And then there they go. They taking pictures. And they all posting on Facebook. And they tagging it. And it's just hilarious to me. It's just hilarious. Like, I was driving... My auntie, she had got her eyes dilated, so she couldn't drive. So I had to go pick her up from the office. Then we drove to my house. Then I had to drive her home, and she lives in Hazelwood. As we on the way home, she was like, stop at the Deerberg. So I stopped there, and as I'm pulling in, she's taking pictures of me, for one, while I'm driving. And she wrote, she posted it on Facebook and was like, shout out to my niece who drove me home.
And this is
from
all
my eye doctor apartment. While I'm sporting my grown and sexy shades. Woo, go Taylor. I'm like, that was so lame, auntie. Like, oh, my God. Like,
and that was all while her eyes were dilated.
Yes. Well, I had to stop. I had to pull over and type it for her because she couldn't see the keyboard.
Oh, and they gave her
these ugly shades that she had to wear. And they were ugly. She looked like,
Stevie Wonder.
No, she looked like. Cyclops from X-Men, like she was finna shoot some. That's what her little mask looked like, Britt. Like,
Okay, since we're talking about social media, name like your first social media account.
My Bebo. Very first one.
I already know what mine is.
What?
MySpace.
Mine was Facebook, guys.
My first social media was Bebo.
My mother would not let me get a MySpace. Then I didn't want one after that girl committed suicide. And then I really wanted a Bebo, but. I was so scared. I was really paranoid that my mom was going to like.
Yeah, I had MySpace, Bebo, and Facebook. I had Facebook because like my cousin, she was in college, and all them college kids was hip to it. Mm-hmm. So I had mine in like 2007. So I was like the only kid on there.
I was like the last kid to get on there.
I never had a I had a MySpace. I never knew how to use it.
So and we all remember, like, the MySpace Bebo accounts when you had to add your music on your page and them backgrounds.
Oh, yeah, them Bebo.
Yeah.
Since you came to the page. That's
I used to want a Bebo so fast. Well, I used to want one so bad. Like, I wanted a Bebo. My sister, she used to get on it all the time. So when she got on, she would have these little – and her – the reason I liked Bebo was because – you could set, like, your background on and you could play music. It was low-key dope.
Oh, it's tight.
And if they was to do a better version of it, everybody would get on Bebo.
Man, you could look on something all year. I'm bossing. I'm the first one to get on.
On me.
I'm dead.
The background says boss chick and all this.
On me, all them social media names.
I remember one baddest once upon a time, one. My name was Tay Tay Stay Eating Pies.
What?
Stay Eating Pies.
No. Tay Tay Stay Eating Pow. And I don't know. You know, when you were. I used to think that was the dumbest name in the world. I remember TT and Lele got them hands. I remember.
I'm dead. I do not have time.
TT and Lele got them
hands. Miss Betty, when everybody was going through that, the official stage.
Oh, my gosh.
I sure did that. The official KT.
I ain't never for real get into that, though.
I did. I'm just glad that I was one of the people who got to change their name back to their regular name before that stuff was stuck on there forever.
No. But if you had to log into your stuff today, I don't even think I could remember my username or passwords.
No, I'm logged in already.
I still got my Big Boy password. For real? I go on there just listen to music sometimes.
Like, listen to what music?
Like recently?
No, not recently. Probably like maybe 2 years ago I went on there.
I'm pretty sure there's nobody on it. Like, I'm pretty sure.
Creeps on there.
Yeah.
Yeah, like old people.
They should just like re-update Bebo and change the name and then just
like they tried to do that to MySpace like last year. Like they tried to get all them.
MySpace was a little. That was a. I believe that was a site for pedophiles and child
molesters.
What? I felt like MySpace was a very not child appropriate page because it was a bunch of creeps and weirdos. And yeah, it's a bunch on everything, but I felt like MySpace was made specifically for creeps and weirdos. So.
I don't know. I ain't know how to work it, so I ain't know what was on there for real.
Nah, I never had a MySpace. Bebo used to pop. My cousin, she had a Tinkerbell background?
like my MySpace one. Like my MySpace one. I still remember my background and my music. Like I clicked on it, I hear, man, I got that swag.
Dun, dun, dun,
I swag
dun.
When I surf. Now watch me surf that swag.
Y'all are so like.
Like that.
I'm weak, bro.
Y'all like, that's so probably still on there.
Weak. I swag. That is stupid funny, bro.
Like, it's probably still on there. If you click on it, that's probably what you'll hear.
Now watch me surf that swag. I'm on him, not it.
Then it was that Kid Cudi stage when he was on there. I had that Day and Night.
Dang. Oh, on me. I hated that song.
Yeah, I had that. And then I had that Stanky Leg when it came out. That
if you wow.
Yeah.
Through the Stanky Leg.
I had the Stanky Leg. I remember when Soulja Boy came out, I had that on there.
My cousin, she, when you went to it, it was, and yo, we hit him with the wow.
Hey, y'all know when everybody used to put the signatures at the end of something?
Yeah.
Yes.
That was the dirtiest thing we could do, I swear.
Mine used to be Miss Cutie. I was going through.
Like, you remember like
and
that?
And then the way they used to spell it, like, it would be letter B. And then the number 4.
Oh, my God. Y'all want the stupidest thing I thought we did. Woo. Dang, that was loud.
Yeah.
But no, the stupidest thing I think we could do was when we, like, misspelled everything. Like, everything was just, like, so when you say thanks, it'd be THX. That is so stupid to me.
Oh, before you were late was L8.
Yeah, like.
Oh, was.
I don't know who came up with that, but that was just so stupid.
Like
I was like reading through some of my Facebook messages from like when I was like in middle school, and I was like, oh my God, I was like, so
I talk like that?
Illiterate. Like I looked like I was about the dumbest kid and like ever, because the way I used text was just nasty. Like, why was I texting like that? Okay.
Ooh, or we'll put the exclamation point mark after everything. Every single thing.
Nah, and like, you remember like that whole picture editing stage when you used to write on the pictures?
Hold on, what was the one? Picnic?
Picnic. Boy,
Everybody was mad when they took that away.
Me, boy, they shut that down. That and people used to edit their pictures and put words on
them. Made it look like they had tattoos.
Like, you remember the little stars that they had? Them stars?
Leslie, she had posted. She was Picnic, and she had made one with Dion, and she put, like, this blue around it, and she put this blue star on it. I used to just be dead. Like, Picnic was that thing.
Yeah,
Then what was at the Picnic? When they started getting computers in the classroom, what was it? Webcam toy or cam?
Something like that.
I don't know.
Web toy? It was something.
I could never get on it. I could never find it.
We could. I think it was webcam toy, and people start using it. Social media is amazing, guys. Just amazing. If there's one thing you could change about social media, what would it be?
One thing I can change about it? Mm-hmm.
Like, or you delete something, it'd be gone forever.
Or like, they should have, like, people who, like, watching statuses, so it'd be no haters on there.
What?
Like people, like, watching people's statuses, so there won't be no haters on there.
But you explain. You have to explain a little more.
Like, so people won't, like, put out negative stuff. Like, for what?
I mean, people gonna do that regardless. That's why you have the delete comment for inappropriate use. You got all that.
And I think, I don't know. I think only certain people should use social media. If you're not mature, then you shouldn't have it.
Like, I feel like the fact that my little cousin, she's in, like, the fourth grade. What you need a kick for? She has a whole kick, y'all. Why do you need a kick, honey?
My little brother in fifth grade, all of them got it.
I don't understand why.
But that's people's favorite line out these days. But you got a kick. Kick me.
Yeah, like, I get that.
I mean, but y'all got to think about it.
We want in MySpace.
Yeah. We wanted all that stuff, too, so we can't knock them either.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
And it's like.
Now I understand why they didn't want me with that, because it's just like, dang, for real? Like, what was I doing with it? Nothing.
But it's just like texting.
And we did it all, basically is.
Yeah, that's all it is.
Nah, they got kicked. Okay, now, I know y'all, everybody get them little people that be like, are you online or kick me back when you like, y'all don't get those? Hold on, let me.
Like, what you mean?
Like, I don't know. And it's like, you know it don't be people, and I feel like kick, like, should know because of they, I don't know. It's weird. Like, this. Oh, I can't even show that picture. Ain't finna pop up. But I don't know. I have to look. Well, oh, man, I believe that we did have a pretty good show today. Yeah. What y'all think?
It was amazing.
Social media was a topic that we had to talk about and discuss things over. We just appreciate everybody for listening.
People out there, be smart with your social media.
Yeah, take good care of it.
And don't be catfishes out there.
Don't. Catfishing is a no-go.
That ain't cool. Mm-mm. That ain't cool because you don't want Neve outside your door.
You wrong.
Your grandma out there, like, it's a white man out here.
And you supposed to be a short African-American who got the body of a goddess and you a 500-pound man. With ketchup stains on his shirt. So,
you don't want that.
Don't catfish. Be safe with your social media. Yeah. You know, do right things. Make smart decisions.
And think before you hit post. That's all. Just think
before you post.
Hit, right.
PSA. TBP.
So lame.
No, TBYP.
So lame.
Okay, anyway. So, that's all we have for y'all today. Thank you so much for listening. Once again, you were listening to DJ Tay Papa.
Yeah, I'm Shannon.
DJ Annie. Her name is so dry.
Well, give me a name.
We tried already. Yeah. We didn't like it.
We going to think of something. I don't know what she was talking about. Some cola, Coca-Cola. No, I'm just saying.
That wasn't it.
We signing off. Thank y'all again for listening. I hope everybody go on to enjoy their day. Have a wonderful morning. You feel me? All right, y'all. We out.
Too blessed to be stressed. There you go.